And we are pleased this morning to have on the air with us Mr. Josh Durrell. He is the CEO of the Wyoming Business Council. Mr. Durrell, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
My pleasure, Dal. Thanks for having me.
Well, we're very pleased to have you with us because, man, trying to navigate business, even in the best of times, is a challenge. But this year has obviously been an extreme challenge. And as part of the CEO of the Wyoming Business Council, you're right in the middle of this as small businesses trying to navigate what is going on out there. And part of that has been the CARES Act, and several counties in Wyoming have benefited from that. Can you talk to us a bit about how that has worked for counties, in particular, say, Lincoln County over here on the western side?
Yeah, you bet, Dal. Actually, it's been very positive for all of the counties in Wyoming, and Lincoln County is no different. Lincoln County has had, it looks like about $5 million of the last of these next two rounds put into the county already. So that's a really good amount. We did a little bit of math on the first program. You'll probably remember, Dow, the first program was about $100 million worth of funds put out into businesses throughout the state, and that was mostly in June at the beginning of July. And then these last two rounds have been from the beginning of August until tomorrow at 5 p.m. And as we looked across the counties and as we looked across the data for per capita, it was pretty darn even across the state. So everybody has sort of gotten their fair share, and we're really happy to see everybody taking advantage of this CARES Act money, because it runs out at the end of the year and we have to use it all up by then. And then the other thing, Dal, that is really important today is to make sure that everyone in the counties that are listeners of your radio station, make sure that they go to yobizrelief.org and sign up, if they haven't already, for these latest programs before tomorrow, September 15th at 5 p.m.
So still some help available out there, but maybe time running out.
Well, right now, yeah, for these programs, and what we're doing is we have kind of run up against the funding limits of these programs, and what we're doing is we're going to close this off, then we're going to take a look at what the business landscape looks like for the next month or so, and work to develop potentially another program for the beginning of November to use up the remainder of the funds before the end of the year.
So we're speaking with Josh Durrell. He's the CEO of the Wyoming Business Council. If I'm a small business owner and maybe I've been a little, I don't know, slow, or maybe I've been a little prideful, I don't know, pick whatever reason, what should I be doing in order to help best benefit my business moving forward over the next little bit? Because obviously the virus is still a factor nationwide, and maybe not as much of one in Wyoming, but still a lot of people, their jobs being affected because of this thing, and things are uncertain. So if I'm a business owner, what would you suggest that I do moving forward?
Well, I mean, I think first things first, is to go ahead and make sure that you register and apply for these funds. Now, not everybody is going to be eligible for them for whatever reason, but for the most part, these programs, they match up with businesses across the state really, really well. You know, thousands and thousands of businesses have applied and received money. What I would suggest is to make sure that you go out and apply and see if you can qualify for some funds, because, you know, this is money that the federal government has given us to utilize throughout this year. And if we don't use it, we have to give it back. And so I'd rather see it stay in Wyoming than head back to the federal government. And then the other thing is, you know, really making sure that you reach out to your regional Wyoming Business Council regional directors in your area. I believe that's Elena Zimpel. And I also think that it would be a good idea for those businesses to reach out to the Small Business Development Center, who is also a really good resource for those folks who might be challenged a little bit right now, just to get some assistance and some expertise to help them see things maybe a little bit different way.
Obviously, Mr. Durrell, Wyoming is a state like many others that depends on a lot of different fossil fuels and things like that, and that's always been a challenge to diversify that anyway. But in a year with the coronavirus, what's been your experience in 2020 in terms of the Wyoming Business Council as to how businesses have been impacted by not just the virus, but just the normal trends as well? And what are you seeing out there? What would you say the state of the Wyoming economy is currently, and what you hope will happen moving forward?
Yeah, that's a good question. And, you know, I started this role in February. So for me, it's been almost all COVID related, but really Wyoming towns and communities are going to be facing a lot more than just COVID, especially with the, like you mentioned, the downturn in some of our energy sectors. Many of our communities, you know, that's really what drives them. And so, you know, what we're seeing is that it is really pretty challenging. We're doing our best to help companies survive through that and then look at other ways to maybe take their employees and their skill set and turn them into other types of industries. You know, light manufacturing, technology, there are a lot of different approaches that we can take, but that's pretty tough in some communities because, you know, we've been doing things for a long, long time in the same way, and it's the way we've always done it. And so I think there's a really good, you know, the Wyoming spirit is one of pretty tough, pretty proud, and I think that we'll figure it out. It's going to take a lot. We've done a lot of recruiting during this time. We know that there are companies and there are people looking to move to a state like Wyoming that's really safe. It's got a lot of space. We're still pretty darn open compared to the rest of the country, and people are noticing that.
Well, certainly adapt and overcome is a Wyoming trait, and also looks like there's some resources out there available as well through the Wyoming Business Council and also other entities. Josh Durrell, the CEO of the Wyoming Business Council, anything we haven't touched on that you might want to mention today?
You know, Dal, I think the key here is to make sure that that we get the word out there. If you've already applied for these and received funds, make sure that your friends and neighbors that own businesses do the same. Again, we want to make sure that we keep everybody as healthy as possible and utilize these funds in Wyoming. So head over to yobizrelief.org and apply if you haven't already. Again, we're going to be closing those on September 15th at 5 p.m. so that we can prepare for another round kind of in that November time frame. But stay tuned to our website at wyomingbusiness.org. And make sure that you really kind of keep an eye out for those business relief programs because they can make a huge difference.
Excellent resources out there. Thank you, sir. Josh Durrell, CEO of the Wyoming Business Council. Thank you for being with us today.